Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham. I'm a member of the Let's Truck team, and I just thank you for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you ever make. It is worth it, and I hope you are worth it. When we talk health, we are talking the whole you, okay? You are so much more than your weight, than the number on the scale or what you eat or what we do for exercise. There's so many different things we all do. We're so individuals. So, you know, we say whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. Glad you are here. You are part of a community that comes together to support each other. And that's why I love this part, because this has just been so apparent to me, because we learn from each other, right, you know, from our guests today, from our other guests. This is the best part. But then, of course, we want to celebrate accomplishments and sometimes even hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So we are going to get moving. Please press 1 today if you have a question, especially after you hear Jeff talk and hear different things he has to share. And if you have a story to tell, you know, these weeks go so fast and we're all at different parts of this health journey. So if you have something, please share it, okay? It inspires us all. So I hope you've had a great week. Again, these just go so crazy fast. At least this week I have a desk I'm sitting at. I'm not sitting at the floor. Cold's better, so hopefully I won't cough up the lung today on the show like I did last week. And I've got to tell you, you know, those of you that live up in the Midwest, you know, I'm from Ohio, and we have had just one heck of a crazy wet spring and summer, and it just kept going. And so, you know, we moved to Florida, got down here on the 13th. Thankfully, our truck got here on Saturday with all of our stuff. But we have rain. It's like there is so much rain. It's crazy. It has not stopped today. Hopefully the thunder won't knock out any power here. But I am like, what the heck? But loving it, loving this new adventure and just trusting every step. But like I said, sitting at my desk today, I have my coffee. I always have 2 cups of coffee in the morning, and then sometimes I'll have tea in the afternoon, or like today, a rainy day, I just want another cup of coffee. And I don't do the bulletproof coffee in the morning. I have not tried that yet. I will, I promise, just so I can know what a lot of you guys are doing. But I do the coconut oil. So I actually had the last tablespoon of coconut oil in my jar that I, to get it all out, I just poured my coffee in that and swirled it around and poured it in my cup. So I get to enjoy that while chatting with Jeff and with you guys today. And I hope you guys are all in a safe place and traveling down the road, and I thank you for being here. So, again, I'm just so grateful to welcome Jeff Russell back to the show today. And this was a last minute. That's the way we roll a lot of times here. We've got a couple shows planned out in the future, but right now we're rolling with it. And I asked Jeff yesterday, and he's like, oh, sure. You know, and he's just, this is such a passion for his heart. So glad he's here sharing it. Jeff's a 40-year-old driver. He's been driving trucks for 20 years, and on top of that, he runs a business that consists of 10 trucks, and he says with some great employees. I love how he said that. And he got started, his inspiration was his father, who was also a driver and who made time for health, and he passed that on to Jeff. And a lot of what he does, especially when he started bodybuilding, was in honor of his cousin, Jamie, who was a natural bodybuilder. And when you hear natural bodybuilder, they use nothing artificial in their bodies to build the best body they can. And unfortunately, he had lost his life in 1985 in a bicycle accident. So it just pumps Jeff's determination to honor him and to prove beyond a doubt that there is time to be healthy. And he finds a way to do it on the road, and he just wants to share it and help teach. And that is what we are all about, you guys, truly. So we've been focusing a lot on what we are eating, and that is number one. That's square one. You cannot exercise your way out of a bad diet. So it's just what you guys are going to find as you are on this health journey. There's just more things you can do and you can learn to just add to become your healthiest you. So you guys are right on track, and we're glad you are. And when I went low carb, and this was, and at that time it wasn't the higher fat. It was actually like a lean form of fat, so it was tough. But to be exact, it was May 15th, 2007 was when I started. And I hope you guys probably feel it too. It's amazing how sometimes you just remember the day you chose to turn things around, or there's something that just sparks, and it could be a good thing, it could be, you know, hitting bottom and needing to just say, I'm doing this. And that was, it wasn't a bottom, I mean, it was just a long, you know, I battled it forever. So, and my husband and I went together May 15th, 2007 and started this. And I am just forever grateful for that new beginning. Now, at the beginning, I did not do any form of exercise at all. I was really concentrating on this new way of eating, and that's where my focus was. So that was May, and I didn't do anything until, like, August. And that was just, and because I honestly didn't want to, I used to love the diets that promised no exercise needed because I thought, good, I don't want to exercise. But something happened along that way, and I hope you guys find this too. If it's not, don't feel like you have to be a natural. I battle motivation to get moving and get exercising. I mean, it's, I don't say battle, but it is. I mean, it has to be a conscious effort. It does not come to natural for a lot of people to want to go out and do it. So I didn't have that. But what you'll find is, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm going to start coughing. I'm going to hold on 1 second here. Did not think that was going to happen. So thank you for your patience. Goodness. So what I did, I just started walking. And you're going to find that too. You're going to want to do more because you're suddenly going to have energy. It's like you just become more completely committed and dedicated to this way of life. So did that in August, and then I started walking, and then I just started jogging a little bit, and I'm talking a real little bit. I actually had a post on my desk for the first time I actually broke into a jog because that was just another milestone, and you are going to have those too every bit. So I would hear those. Those are the things to press one and share with us, you guys. What that did then was I actually led me to the next milestone was I bought 5 sessions with a trainer in October just to learn and put together a weight training program. And so that has actually been my strength since. It's been able to build on that. I'm not always good at it. Good grief. My biggest challenge is actually keeping up with the strength work. I get lazy, I find excuses, but then things happen, you know, then you either put on weight or you get injured. But this is what I want to say, is that you always keep moving forward. You find a way, you know, if you get, you know, you get hurt walking, even twisting an ankle, you can, you know, do more strength work. Or we have some drivers out there that love to swim, love to bike. So you're going to learn ways to find a way to keep it going. So, as we know, there are so many benefits from exercise. We know what those are. And it is not an all or nothing thing. So keep that in mind, please. Exercise is taking advantage of the nuggets of time that you have during the day. Waiting for that perfect time to go out for a walk or to lift the weights or do some lunges or squats by your truck won't happen. So let that thought go. Be aware throughout your day, and that's what Jeff's going to share with you as well, ways that he's able to build his fitness program, so much so that he did bodybuilding competitions, into your days on the road. Okay, so listen and learn from Jeff's story, and this example of how he balances his healthy lifestyle and his competitions while on the road, and he's running his business at the same time. And so listen for strategies, for nuggets that speak to your heart, and take note of them, and you're going to give those a try this week, and we want to hear about it. So with that, I'm so excited. I'm going to bring Jeff on here. We haven't got to chat in person here in a while, so I'm looking forward to this. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, yes. Hello, Kim. I'm a bit I'm a bit nervous today, so I got the stutter coming, I think. But
that's
I'll try
okay.
to
–
well, actually,
yeah.
There – I think it's done. I think it's done.
Good. Okay.
But no, I know. I enjoyed your story there. No, it's. I would just like to start with, it all starts with what you put in your mouth. I think that is the most important part of it, like mm-hmm. you said. But, you know, other than that, you know, there's other things you can do to, like you said, just progress into what you want. And you will notice that as you get better at one thing, you'll want to get, you know, you just keep looking for new challenges. And it's a great progression thing. It's it's just how your mind works. When you get better at something, you just want to get better, and you want to get better, and sometimes you want to even change direction into something else. You know, you don't always like, like for me, for instance, this as a bodybuilding thing, I had done it a few times, and I honestly think now that I'm done with it, you know, I don't really feel the, you know, since I talked to you last, I actually, I haven't even been to the gym since. I've been just doing my exercises with the truck again. It's something that I just wanted to get back to, and I you know, it's just something that I was wanting to get back to for a long time, and you can change your direction of your fitness goals too. It doesn't always have to be, you know, if you walk and then you want to work out, and then, like, I've been helping since the CMC I met there. They are Tim and Merv, and they're two different people. Like Tim is just a hardcore into the resistance training part. You know, he's doing all that, and Merv, he's more into the walking. And you know, doing the exercises once a week or whatever, you know, and it doesn't matter. It's whatever fits in it for you, and whatever not everybody likes exercise, and just start slow and do what you like to do, and that's what it's all about. It's not about trying to make yourself, you know, this far-fetched goal of, you know, just make a goal that is attainable, and then attain it, and then make another one and attain it. And you will find that, you know, you will just keep going, and you'll just keep progressing. It may go in a different direction. You know, it's all just as a move is the biggest thing, just move. Even I think that walking is the single best exercise there is.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what, you hit it on the nose too. I think we just can't stress it enough that it is such an individual thing. But you won't find out what you might really love or enjoy unless you try different things. And the challenge could be that you might think it's one thing, and then you find out it doesn't, and then you start beating yourself up thinking, oh, you know, that you can't do it. But all that is you discovering what you like, because it's got to be something you like so that you're going to keep doing it. So it's kind of exciting to say all the different things we have out there that we can try and see if what sticks and what we enjoy. And like your bodybuilding, I think all of it is a season, you know, like the seasons we go through. And I think it's kind of cool to have that season of your life that was the focus. And now, you know, you can look at that, but you can also move forward and try something else, which is so cool.
Yeah, no, there's always been things that I've wanted to try, so I think I'm just going to try some different things. But, you know, like, you always want to be active, you always want to be conscious of especially what you're putting into your mouth. You know, I can't stress that enough. That's 70-80% of it all. But, you know, you can incorporate small things into your day that take no time away from your day, which is what, you know, something that I've always done, because, you know, it is a busy life, you know, being a truck driver. And, you know, like, when I was on the road lots, you don't have the time, you don't have the facilities always, but you just got to, you can make anything a gym, you know, you can make anything work for you.
Say some more about that. Something specific about, like, for an example, give an example of, like, your day when you're driving, when you're stopped, or what is something people could actually visualize what they can do?
Okay, well, we also start a day with a circle check, and I do different things. I'll tiptoe walk around the truck, you know, a little calf workout, a little bit of bouncing. And then I'll do lunges around, and you have to get low anyway to look at the truck. So get down, look around, do a couple push-ups. I mean, you know, I get underneath. You can pull yourself up with your you know, you can grab these landing gear and you can just pull yourself up so you can work your back. But all these things are at a different level. Like, everyone's at a different level. Some people maybe can't quite do that, which is what I was talking to you about, that I'd like to help somebody who's just quite heavy, that I could try to learn from them, you know, because I've never been that way. And I've known people like that. I got people that work for me like that, but they don't want the help. You know, they don't, you know, or I can help them, but it's just going on deaf ears. So, you know, I would really be interested in that, in trying to help, you know, so I can get something together to help people at that level. And, but yeah, no, you can, like, just start with that. Do, like, even, I mean, everyone can just bounce on their tiptoes walking around the truck.
Yeah.
You know, get down low, do a squat. If you have to grab the tire to get down low, grab the tire. And lean against the trailer and push yourself off. It's not, you know, exercise is all these little things. And you will be amazed at how, like, when I first started doing this probably about 12 years ago, I used to always think that work exercise was in a gym, had to be a gym.
Right.
And then I just decided one day, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I was amazed at, in just a few weeks, at just what kind of shape I got in. And it wasn't a lot.
Your body's amazing.
It was just 10 minutes a day.
Yeah. And you know what, again, that goes back to, a lot of people think it's an all or nothing thing, and it's really, really not. The body is so responsive to, you know, some focused, and I think of that. I think of lunges and squats, those big muscle groups that really give you great bang for your buck, especially because you guys have to sit so much, too. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And you know what you mentioned, because lunges are some things, if I haven't been up on them, I can have a hard time with that sometimes. So sometimes I do have to lean away, on something as I'm doing it. Sometimes you're like, hey, hold on. And I can see it happen to hold on to the tire, you know, just to keep balance. But you'll slowly start getting more balance.
Yeah, and if they are so hard on your knees, you can do them. You know, you don't have to step out quite so far. You don't have to step quite so close. You can, there's all different variations of a lunge, too, you know, that'll hit different parts of your leg. And even if you have to step to the side and just kind of do, like, I guess it'd be like a stretch for your groin. You could kind of go down like that if it doesn't hurt your knee to hit it direct on. You know, it's just like with my friend Tim that I've been helping. He has really, like, in his cattle trailer, he's, like, for example, I just give him a program, like, for the circle check, and I said, okay, do these, and then if you're loading your trailer, you know, you may have time. And now he's getting down, he's doing between, like, the pigs come in you know, probably groups of 20 or whatever, so he gets 20 in, he closes the pen, he goes back, and he has to wait for them to get the next group up. He does 25 push-ups, 25 squats, and he has curls with his rack that comes out. He just, you know, he's just has a thought up ways to do it. And he goes, and he said to me, he goes, well, if I can do this with my face in pig shit, can't people, wouldn't they maybe want to do it on the ground? You know, like, it just shows that your whole mindset can change if you just let it. If you just start doing something small, just take these small things that I can tell you, and you'll just start looking at stuff. Oh shit, I can do ace a row on that, or I can use this, or I can grab my chains and curl my tire chains. I can, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do if you just open your mind to think that way.
Yeah, so I hope everybody knows, you know, you're looking at your truck and looking at everything on there and seeing how you can use it. That would be cool. That'd be cool to hear next week, like, what some people have done just in this past week with that.
Yeah, no, and I will get a video to you. I'm sorry about that, but, like, I would really like to meet up with Tim and we can do something. Dad's
going
to be around here next week, actually, and he's, because I don't know that I would like to have somebody in it with me. I guess I'm kind of shy. I don't know why. He's done great.
That would just be awesome. That'll just be awesome to have that we can put up
you
there
know,
for
you
everybody.
Know, even, yeah, I mean, even for me, as a person who understands exercise, I can get a magazine and they'll show you the beginning, the middle, and the end. And even I, you know, even though I think that way, I still can't quite figure out what they mean. So to actually show it is the best way. And I will get some to you, so you can put it up, so people can look, because it is very hard to explain exercises. But I just encourage to start with your circle. You have to do your circle check anyway. Just do some kind of movement where you're doing a little more than just a regular walk. And as you're walking back with your hammer, you're hitting your tires, maybe just, you know, grab your hammer at the end of the handle where it gets heavier because of leverage, and just lift it up over your head with each arm a few times as you're kind of, you know, doing your lunges or your tiptoes around. And it's those little things. You will be amazed at how much they will help you.
Okay, so looking at this next week, you did the circle check. Is that where you recommend, like, okay, for this next week, what should we have that we recommend people give a shot to? Is there something that you want to say do? And let's come back and talk about it next week. And
I got something wrote up here right now. I can just explain what I think would be a good starting point for people.
Great.
I think, as you get out of the truck, do your as a tiptoe walk to start, because I think it's a little easier. If you can throw a slight just a bounce in there, I think that's better. Like, did you know that bouncing is one of the greatest things you can do? It rejuvenates all the cells of your body. You know, like on those littlest trampolines, they call them rebounders.
Yeah.
I just do it outside. Yeah. I just do it on the ground. I just sit there and you bounce. And you will be amazed that just after a couple minutes, you start to get this light, cool feeling in your head. Like it's almost like euphoric. It's a great feeling just by simply just low resistance bouncing. It's the greatest feeling, that I've gotten off of any exercise.
I bet it just gets the blood flowing like crazy. I bet that's awesome.
And you think about your body or your tendons and stuff as a toffee. If you don't give it some kind of a warm up, cold toffee breaks. Warm toffee stretches all over the place, right? You know, so you don't want to go too hard too soon, you know, and you want to start easy. So, yeah, I would start with, get out of the truck, maybe just do a slight bounce for a minute, two, and then do this tiptoe walk around. And then if you have to squat down to look underneath your truck, because, you know, you should look underneath and see what's going on, lean against the side of the truck. I'm actually at a truck right now. I'm walking around. I'm at my shop here. I was just working on trucks. Lean against it and try to push yourself off a couple times up to, you know, just do it for until you can't. If you can't do it, don't feel ashamed. Just go as far down as you can and just push off. You know, it'll come fast, especially I'm so jealous sometimes of people who have never exercised before, and then they start, because the gains are so fast. You know, it just is.
Yeah.
If you stay at it, I guarantee the gain. You know, you'll hardly be able to do any, and then all of a sudden you'll be able to do five, and it's just amazing how fast the body reacts to when you give it good stuff. And then I would walk, and then go back further, and just squat down. If you have, like I said, just because you have to keep looking at your truck, so just grab something, squat down, squat up. Do these a tiptoe to the back. You know, you hit your tires again, and as you're doing that, you know, with your hammer or your bar, lift your arms above your head. You know, just start slow. This is the key. Start slow. And for someone who is more advanced, maybe do these lunges. And if you could do a full push-up while you're looking on underneath your truck, do a full few, five, whatever you want to do. And when you get to the back of the trailer, you have that bar on a van trailer, like your bumper. You know, you could put one foot up against it and just push off there a few times. That's a nice stretch for your, truck drivers with low whistle back pain. Quite a few times, it's not the back, it's the hips, because we sit all the time.
Yeah,
so
and your hamstrings.
That's why the lunges are so good, too, because they loosen up the hips. And, you know, just, and again, to lean against the trailer, try to push off, just, and I would do that on the other side as well, just to start for this week, just see how that goes, nothing crazy to moving, and get some muscles that maybe haven't been moved in a while, just get them, get some blood to them.
That's good. That's awesome. And that's a great plan just for, like I said, to concentrate on this week and to look at your truck and see what you can use. Great.
And I'd be interested to hear everyone else's, like, because Tim, for instance, I've learned stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, I never thought of that. You know, it's just,
so, like,
we can all help each other, right? That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So in your day like that, you so, and everybody has all different kind of schedules. So what do you recommend them doing? Just, you know, like you said, like when you start and you do the check, you have this to go around and do. I mean, should that be all that day, or should they, you know,
You know, like, for instance, like I was saying about this, Tim, he does that stuff. He's on, like, he's at work. He's just loading his truck. He said all he ever did before was just stand there. You know, like, if you're at a loading dock, you're, you know, so it's just, you know, you can, if you're waiting at a, you know, at a shipper, which we know is happens all the time. I was on the highway for a while, and, I know it's very stressful, and it sucks, but it is part of it. And why, if you're there anyway, you know, do a little, go for a walk. I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's only 35 times around your truck's a mile.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, do things that just doesn't interrupt with your, like, it doesn't take any time out of something you'd be doing anyway. So there's no...
Right.
Like when, if people say, I have no time, there's no time, there's always time. There's time when you're, you know, you're just waiting, you're just fueling up. I've actually driven by quite a bit and see people doing push-ups while they're fueling up. It's kind of cool to see. You know, You're just standing there anyway. You're standing there anyway. So,
some people might worry that they're self-conscious, but I will tell you that is the one thing that I would recommend, you just lose that thought completely, because more people are probably looking at you inspired, because we all know we need to be doing that kind of stuff. So do it with a smile on, you know. And if you see somebody doing it, give them a thumbs up, you know. Then, good job. We always, with runners, we do that. If you pass runners, you do like a thumbs up or a nod, you know, to just say you get it. But I challenge everybody too, for this next week, don't be standing or sitting at all. If you're stopped or waiting, find something to do, whether it's walking or, like you said, like even the tiptoe things. I think that's brilliant because, you know, just, it's so important to you know, we had our member friend Sean who dealt with the blood clots in his legs, and that's such a, you know, with anybody driving too long, even going on vacation and that kind of stuff, you got to get up and do that kind of stuff, stretches, and the tiptoe thing is perfect because we underestimate, you know, our calves. We need, you know, how to strengthen those up.
Yeah, no, a tip for these blood clot thing too. As you're driving, every 20 minutes you should move. Like even for your back, like it's just good. Like just even if you adjust your lumbar, but just get up and shift. Give your tap your toes. You know, those blood clots are from, you know, you sitting. If you just move, that's all it takes to get that blood going. Just every 20 minutes, just do something just to keep the blood flowing. And I guarantee it'll help with back pain. It's a great prevention for these blood clot, because it doesn't have a chance to clot up then. You know, it's just, you know, sit in the seat, shift. I like to drive, and I just put my arms against the wheel, and I kind of crunch to my left, and I crunch to my right. I get some ab workout while I'm driving. I know I probably shouldn't, but I put the seat all the way down, and I just kind of do, like, squats while I'm driving, half squat, you know. It's all about just
fighting
away. You probably shouldn't do that one. But yeah, and I think I mentioned this time before, but I get a water bottle and I just kind of beat it against the steering wheel like I'm drumming, and you do that fast, you get a sweat on. And that's something that I think probably someone at any, I don't care what your fitness level is, you will get something out of that, because you can all kind of move your wrist and your arm. And I've done that for, a half an hour. Like when I was just training on the road, it was my cardio. I didn't have time to go for runs. I didn't have time for this stuff. You know, you got to go. And I did that as my cardio. And I got so sweaty doing that. You know, it's
uh-huh.
You can do anything if you put your mind to do it. And I'm not just the one to talk. I'm one to talk when it comes to the physical part. But when it comes to many other aspects of my life, I have to take my own advice. I'll just throw that out there. Because we're all,
we
all have our things we're good at.
Yeah. And that's why I appreciate the fact, you know, that this is a gift that you have too, and you're so willing to share, and that's perfect. And then the other areas that, you know, then you go search out, you know, how to improve the other areas. So that's what we're all about. So that's some pretty cool strategy stuff then, just for this week ahead. And it might just be that whole, even with the way, so many people are doing the low carb, the higher fat diet right now. I mean, it's a shift in thinking.
Yep.
We've had to all go through this shift in thinking. So it's the same thing with exercise. It's looking at your day, looking at your truck, looking at your environment, even then when you guys are home, with a different set of eyes, and finding a way to make it happen. So we're looking at the truck a different way. The time nuggets during the day that you can do something where you're not standing or sitting while you're waiting. You're going to do something physical for your body. And then, so you gave us some things for everybody to do around the truck as well. Is there anything else you can think of, Jeff? Help people squeeze these in, or is this a good start?
Well, it's a good start, but for people who are maybe looking for more advanced, or they're a little better shape, you know, obviously, I think that something called HIIT, you know, like high intensity training, is obviously the best training there is. You know, you can't argue that, but that's something you can't just go up and expect to do that. Well, you'll also hurt yourself. But you know, I do quite a bit of I'll do a lot of sprints up hills. Like if I'm hauling gravel, for instance, there's always those great big gravel piles. And I used to do it as a kid, and I just remember, you know, like 12 years ago when I decided to do it, I thought, you know what, that was fun, and I just started doing it again. And
it's
when you go as hard as you absolutely can at anything, you know, you will get, you know, some kind, like you just have to progress. But it's so hard too. Like if you go as absolutely hard as you can for 30 seconds, you know, you're spent. And the whole goal is to, you know, if you can do that, I'll take a minute of easier and then go hard for 30. Then, you know, you can work your way to a 30 and 30 or a minute and a minute. But, you know, for people who are looking for something harder, I do some push-ups myself with my feet up on the top step, so it's way like it's more like an incline press.
Okay.
I'll do it on my ledge pail or something that I can put my hands up on, so I can go deeper with it. And I'll, you know, those old push-up ones where you just push up and you just clap your hands. That's kind of like a plyometric. You know, it gets it's way more challenging, or you can fall and do a push-up and try to push yourself back up. You know, you can get to where, but you really got to be careful with the plyometrics. I have hurt myself years ago with them because they're like a once-a-week kind of thing. Your body needs a long time to recover from that explosiveness. Like if you're jumping off something and then you're jumping right off, you need a lot of – it's extremely hard on your tendons and everything. But exercise can be, you know, you can up it to whatever you do. Sprints in the like I did those in the truck stops. I would make, you know, those lines like 5 yards apart. You know, you sprint to the end, you sprint back, you go to the middle, you sprint back. That gets, you know, so that you're going really hard
yeah.
and you're stopping and starting. And those exercises are better than I think anything. You're going, and then in between, you're just either you're jogging or you're walking. And, you know, there is quite a bit of room around some truck stops to do certain things. And I've been at some where I just got to do it along the side of the truck. It's, you know, and I'm kind of the secretive guy, too. I don't like people seeing me, but I'm really trying to get over that.
That's good, yeah.
But, you know, it's another thing that I like to do a lot that I think isn't even like working out is I take a rugby ball. I played as rugby, RA as football, and I just go to AS field if I see a few, and I'll just kick the ball and chase it. It's great fun,
okay.
And you don't even feel like you're working out, you know?
Yeah, have some fun with it. And again,
Yeah, like I've pulled his footballs out at his truck stops and just walked outside and just thrown it up in the air until someone comes along and wants to catch. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah,
There's always somebody going to do something with you.
Yeah, and hopefully more and more, you know, as people are out there, you know.
Yeah, that's the goal.
You know what, and that's what I love about some of the Facebook groups we have out there, the Truck and Runners and the Ride and Roll Cycling, and then there's a site for triathletes, truckers triathletes. And so you go to these websites, especially, I mean, they're amazing what everybody is doing. And even if you're not walking or running now or have a bike, go get on these sites and see what people are doing and learn from them. Because it's really fascinating, that whole, and people share that, what they're doing and get different challenges and that kind of stuff. So it's pretty exciting. So, Jeff, great tips. So I'll be looking forward to like the video, and then Jeff's already, you guys, we have a newsletter coming that Brittany's helped put together, and Jeff's going to help write some articles for that as well, and just show, just continue teaching, because it is, this is, I mean, everything about health is a continual learning opportunity, and it's so exciting because there's just so much to learn and try and just, you know, enhance life in general. So, Jeff, can you hang on here in case we have somebody that has some questions?
Sure, of course.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'll go ahead and put you on hold then, and if I have a specific one, I'll just pop back in. How's that?
Sure.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks, Jeff. Oh, you guys, I hope you are so inspiring. You want to get moving right now after hearing Jeff. I do. If it wasn't, well, I could go out in the rain, can't I? But, hey, we're going to go ahead here to Missouri, first of all. We're going to talk to Karen. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm fine. I'm bored as heck sitting here recovering from surgery, but...
Oh, my goodness. So. You want to share, or is that... I want
to... Oh, yeah. I had carpal tunnel in my hand, my wrist, and my elbow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, everything go okay?
Yeah. Just one more week of having the stitches and staples in, and as soon as they come out,
okay.
I can go back out on the road.
Okay, cool. Well, good for you. Oh, good.
Nice to have all the feeling back in my fingers.
Oh, my gosh. I bet that's a challenge for you guys. Is it pretty common?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, good. Glad to hear you're doing well. Well, tell me, what's going on?
Well, I had more lab work since I had to have surgery. They drew more labs, and my labs were wonderful again. Okay.
That's great.
And we've cut back on my blood pressure medicine. Instead of taking it twice a day, I only got to take it once a day. Same with the diabetic, the metformin.
Gosh.
Just take it once a day now. So.
Yeah.
But I found too, since I've been home, a friend came over and got me and took me out to eat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What a mistake.
Why?
There was nothing gluten-free or healthy on this menu. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Unless I wanted just to eat a salad. I wanted food. Okay. I had to have some food. And
so they didn't have, what kind of restaurant was
it? It was a Cajun restaurant. So, I mean, I got the, I had crawfish. Or crawdads, whatever y'all call them, but I call them crawdads. I had that, and I just had it grilled. So that was fine.
Yeah.
But then they also serve it, you know, with pasta.
Okay.
With Cajun pasta.
Okay.
That didn't work out so well for me.
And I tell
and then
you
of
what,
course,
you know what? I'm going to jump in with just a tip. I mean, with restaurants, and with anybody with restaurants, and sometimes you don't know. And that's what now I think probably like next time. Best thing you can do is prepare ahead of time and know what they have. So you already have in your head what you're going to order. Otherwise, if you sit down, then it can be, you know, just throw your hands up in the air. And then that's when we start rationalizing ourselves, you know, that, oh, you know, we deserve it. We can have this. Second strategy is to either ask them to substitute it, not bring it at all, or box it right away, the stuff you can't.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, if I just eat part of it, eat part of the pasta, mm-hmm. it'll be okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have even ate it because I had not craved any pasta or breads or carbs or anything. Ate it,
yeah.
And believe me, it was just, it was on then.
Mm.
And so then, of course, the next day, I thought, okay, I'm going to cure this. I'm going to do up the zucchini and make the noodles.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
help me get over that, right? Well, I can't do mm-hmm. that because I got one bum hand. I was like, now isn't this it? I can't even make the noodles.
Wow.
So I don't have the one where you turn the handle.
Yeah.
But, it just how it brought back on the cravings just for having a small portion of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. But, this, you know, and it's just going to be life where, you know, you go to birthday or you have some cake. You still got to enjoy something sometimes. Your challenge is, and it sounds like you try to do that right away, is don't let one meal turn to two to three to a day and let it go. Enjoy
right.
it. Be mindful. And get yourself back on track, but also take note, yeah, like you did, about what it does, how you feel, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you might decide
yeah,
you don't want to go down.
And I did.
Road.
I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I had a stomach ache. Clear through the next day, I had a stomach ache from it.
Okay.
But when talking about exercise and stuff earlier,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm at home now watching TV, I watch Dr. Oz in the morning. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying about how, you know, everybody says walking is good for you. He said if
mm-hmm.
he could just do 5 minutes worth of jogging in place, that would be even better than going on a 30-minute walk.
Well, yeah, and I'll bring Jeff back on and get his opinion here too. But this is the thing. Yeah, if you're going to go for a walk, you're not going to you can't just, you know, like slowly crawl, like slow walk and expect for some benefits. If you can even, you know, like Jeff was talking about, he called it the hit, the high intensity, even go real fast for a minute, slow down for a minute type deal. So if
mm-hmm.
you jog in place for 5 minutes, you're doing that. You're getting your heart rate up then, and then you can rest it and bring it down. Believe it or not, 5 minutes jogging quick in front of a TV is longer than you think. You know, it's almost like that minute on a treadmill is forever. But,
right.
Yeah.
A lot of women are scared about going out outside their truck and doing a walk or anything like that. So if you could just do that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that would do just as well as a, you know, 30-minute walk. And another thing that I invested in that I found, it's called a fitness mini cycle.
Okay.
And it'll fit right over on the passenger side. It's only 13 inches high,
mm-hmm.
14 inches wide, and 15 inches long. So it'll fit right over in the passenger floorboard.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool. I've heard of that. And the one gentleman, we're going to have him on the show from the Ride and Roll Cycling. He sounds like such a cool guy. I know he's worried that his accent might be too strong for people to understand, but he has brought it to his company, these cycles. And I'm not sure if his is the same. What did you call that again, Karen?
A mini fitness cycle.
Okay. Is it the whole bike or is it just your feet pedaling?
It's just your feet.
Okay.
It's just your feet.
See,
and it's got an LCD screen on it that shows you the distance that you've gone, the time that you've ridden, the calories you've burned, the reps that you did while doing it. And it has adjustable resistance on it, so you can alter the intensity.
There you go. And
so for their 30-minute break, I mean, we're mandated to take a 30-minute break, jump over in the passenger seat, and ride the bike for 30 minutes.
That's a great idea. So are you going to get one?
Yeah, yes. I already did today.
Good. Oh, that's awesome. So that's an example of those. Like, you know, you were talking about the, you know, jogging for 5 minutes, and it makes the time go by faster, too, to time it. Do a minute at an easy pace, and a minute as fast as you can. And then a minute at an easy pace, a minute as fast as you can. And that will really provide some benefits. I brought Jeff back on here. Jeff, do you have any anything to share, too, that different ideas that Karen can do both while she's home and then as a woman in a truck out on the road?
Just a couple of the food thing. You could say don't bring it, and sometimes if they bring it, a good tip is if you just dump your water on it, then you won't eat it. it's as far as the in the truck. I like I said, I'm very shy, and I used to have, and I was on the highway. I drove Freightliner Columbia, so it was a great big cab, and what I had in there, I had those adjustable dumbbells. They go up to 52.5 pounds, and I had a load lock bar that I put across the cab, and it almost rested a little bit on the shelf, and I locked that into place, and I do some chin ups, and if I needed assisted chin ups, I would just put my feet on the bed. I'd put my feet on the bed and put my hands on the seats and do some push-ups between the seats, or else I would kick my feet up in the air and hook my feet in that shelf along the roof at the front, and I'd do shoulder presses that way. I had a band that I had around the seat. And then as I put the air up in the seat, the resistance got harder on it. It was a black band, so it was the strongest band you could get. And I actually had that where if I had all the air in the seat, I could hardly get just a 10 reps out of that versus shoulder press.
Oh, wow.
And I had those small punching bags, those with the string on each end. It's the speed bag kind of thing, but it's got the bags in the middle, and it's got a string on each end. I would tie that off in the middle of the cab, one to the load lock and one down low, and you could just box with that. You know, you could do your in your truck. I would do these lunges where I put one foot on the bed, one foot in the front, and I would do like if you want to get hard, I did jump lunges with us one leg, with one foot on the bed. You know, there's endless stuff you can do no matter where you are, and if
within
you don't want to get
truck,
out of the truck,
yeah.
The time, yeah, because like I'm very shy, and I used to do a lot in the truck because I didn't want to do it outside because I didn't want people to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would do – I had all kinds – you know, you could do – or you could put your hands on the on the edge of the bed and do some dips for your triceps. I do those outside on the step, too. You know, it's – there's a gym anywhere you want to look.
Uh-huh.
I'm inside a Chemist right now with a smaller bunk, but I can see stuff I can do in here. You know, it's just get your mind shifted to that way where you just start with these things I've told you, and you'll all of a sudden be, holy cow, I can do this and this and this.
Yeah.
Anything can be done anywhere if you want to do it. If you want something bad enough, you'll do it.
Yeah. And I love that. I just like the whole mini cycle thing. Got some pictures up here. We'll have to put them
out there
while you're in the truck.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. I've seen people,
awesome.
they got those little mini steppers in trucks. You know, I've seen those little mini steppers. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for the tips, Jeff. Appreciate it. Okay. So does that help, Karen?
Yeah, it's just that I've plateaued with the weight. I mean, there's just been no weight loss. And I've done so well at cutting the gluten out. I mean, I've done so well with all of that.
Well,
and
you
doing
do,
the
I
great.
I mean, you're tracking your food, right?
Yes.
Are you tracking? Are you tracking? Would you be willing to let us, you know, take a look after a week and see if we have any recommendations?
Sure.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'll make sure we have your email, and I'll send you mine. And we can even do it like a day-to-day thing, just to, you know, tackle it. I think we might, you know, between all, you know, we'll have it in on that too, and see if there's some tips that we can get, and then we can talk about that afterwards.
Okay.
Sound good? Awesome, Karen. Thanks
all
for
right.
Thanks for being willing to do that too. Okay. Continue to get healthy so you can get back on the road.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye, Karen. Okay, we are going to head to Florida, you guys, and talk to Gene. Gene, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And you?
Great.
Good, good. Well, tell us, what can we chat about? What's up?
I had a question. I've listened to Kevin forever, and I have high cholesterol normally, and I'm on a statin. And my last visit with the doctor, you know, he ran a panel on it, and it was a little high, and he wanted to double my medication. So. So I told him, I said, Dad, just let me, you know, I've been listening to Kevin, like I said, and I just figured, well, you know what, it's a good time to try this. So I told my doctor, let me see what I can do, and he suggested do what I can do and come back in 90 days and check it. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I started, that was a little over a month ago, and I started, and so I've been eating paleo for 30 days, and then I started reading that a lot of people that their cholesterol goes up on it. So I was wondering if there was a modified way to eat on this, where for people with natural or with high cholesterol, that things they should stay away from, like certain like coconut oil or something like that. So I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and let's, because I know you got to chat with Lisa a little bit. So she grabbed Kevin, and I want to bring him on because he's been specifically doing a lot of research on this.
Okay.
And it's such an important topic. So let me see if Kevin's there. Kevin, are you there?
I am.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so that's perfect because I know you've been doing a lot of research on this. So did you get to hear what Gene had to say?
I did. Gene, not that they're critically important, but do you know your numbers?
Do I know my, I'm sorry?
The cholesterol numbers, do you know what they are?
Yes. Yes. I do not have them with me, but my bad cholesterol was elevated a little bit. The total was like 200. It was right at 200. My good cholesterol was just a few points below what it should be. That wasn't, you know, what concerned him. And the triglycerides were right. I mean, those were good. Those were low. So
yeah. So, you know, here, let me start out by saying this. When somebody is under a doctor's care and on medication, I don't want to give any direct medical advice. I certainly have some clear opinions. But what I would want you to do is find a doctor, and I'm going to give you a way to do that. Find a doctor who believes in ketogenic or low-carb diets. Paleo is low-carb just in nature. It doesn't
right.
have to be a paleo diet. Any low-carb, moderate protein, there are several out there. And there are doctors that get them, believe in them, and know how to work you through this. And you've heard that the ketogenic diet can raise cholesterol, but the whole story is it raises your good cholesterol. It's the only diet that's ever been proven to raise the high-density lipoproteins. And
okay.
the other thing that it does is it takes the low-density lipoproteins, the one they call the bad cholesterol, and it makes them, I know this is going to sound funny, but it makes them big and fluffy so that they're no longer... And that's exactly how they describe it. Because what happens is the low-density proteins are very small, and they're the ones that can lodge in the artery. But if your diet is right and they become big and fluffy, they can't lodge, and then they can never cause a problem. So even
gotcha.
When those numbers go up, there's no danger whatsoever. Now, there's
gotcha.
A ton of new research that is just saying, first of all, what you eat has almost no effect on cholesterol. The government even now says they have no limit anymore on how much cholesterol you eat. And the other thing that's even more shocking to me is that there's no correlation between cholesterol numbers and heart disease, stroke, heart attack, or death. There's no correlation. But there's an absolute correlation between your blood A1C and all of those things.
Okay.
So it's like for 40 years we've been focused on this cholesterol, and not only was our diet not a part of it, but even if we had high cholesterol, there's no proof that that causes any of these diseases. There's a lot of proof that says it has nothing to do with anything. What
right.
they do believe is that damaged cholesterol can cause all of those problems, but what damages cholesterol is high blood sugar, nothing else. So it's not a matter of whether you have high cholesterol, low cholesterol, good, bad, fluffy. If you damage the cholesterol, that's the problem. But we don't have a test, really, that can show that. So
gotcha.
The best correlation is your blood sugar. Because it's the high blood sugar and the blood sugar spikes that will damage the cholesterol over time. The problem with statins, there's lots of them. The first one is the reason they do lower cholesterol is that they stop your liver from producing cholesterol. And that's where most of our cholesterol comes from. It's not what we eat. Our liver makes it. And
right.
We need it. Your brain functions on cholesterol. Every cell in your body uses cholesterol. And these drugs stop your liver from making it, which is a bad thing. They block vitamin K2, which is difficult to come by. When your doctor put you on statins, did he give you any supplements of any kind?
Just the CoQ10.
Okay, well, at least he did that, because mm-hmm. that was the next one I was going to mention, was you've got to supplement with CoQ10. But I would really, my advice to you would be, don't give up on the ketogenic diet. It will only help this situation. There is nothing about this that's going to make it worse. And I would seek out a doctor that understands this and will get you off the statins.
Okay. Oh, well, he did suggest that I went on a low-carb or tried the low-carb diet, and I mentioned what you were doing, and he said that that I should try that. So, but
good.
I'm not sure he understands all of that totally. So,
most doctors don't. At least he didn't just tell you it was a bad idea. At least he recommended you try it. And if they track a full lipid panel, you will see improvements.
Okay, and that's what I'm going to have done. That's what I have blood or order to do is the full panel again. Yeah. So.
Now, do you have any blood sugar issues, or do you even know? Have you ever really had it tested?
No.
Okay.
I have, and I don't.
Okay. So, let me say this. What you have, because this is all they test for, and this is part of the problem, they do two tests, either a fasting blood sugar, which is good to know, but it's only one part of the puzzle. Then they, if you have a high fasting blood sugar, what they will order is an A1C. The A1C doesn't work for everybody, though, and that's part of the problem, and the doctors allow really high numbers on both of those tests. So
okay.
What you should check, which is much more important and will tell you, and this could be contributing to your cholesterol, is you want to check your what they call postprandial, which is just a fancy way of saying after you eat. You want
okay.
to check your blood sugars after you eat. You want to check 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and even 4 hours in the beginning. And in the beginning, you might do a lot of testing, but you're going to figure this out pretty quick. And what you want to do is match the number of carbohydrates in a meal to what it does to your blood sugar. Totally normal blood sugar, you should be able to load up on carbohydrates, and that blood sugar spike should occur around 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, and as long as it doesn't go over 140, you have totally normal insulin response. If it spikes to like 160 or 180, that kind of stuff never shows up anywhere on these other tests, but that's what does all the damage.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And the fact that I before this I was the carb king. I mean, I was ever since he put me on cholesterol medication, or that I found out it was high, I've really never cut back. It's just been
That's what everybody does, because cholesterol, we worry about fat and saturated fat, so you try to cut that out of your diet. You got to replace it with something, so you end up eating more carbohydrates. And what happens over time is people with totally normal blood sugar response in their 20s will deteriorate in their 30s and 40s and 50s because of that high carbohydrate load that we tend to eat. A typical American diet, 50 to 60% carbohydrates, and it takes its toll over the years. So we end up with blood sugar issues that we don't even know exist, because it's this spike that happens. And if you go into a doctor's office, they do a fasting test, doesn't show you what happens after food, and an A1C won't always show that very well either.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, I mean, on another topic, my energy is through the roof. I've always lately been sluggish, and I blamed it on being, 50-something years old, and that I was finally slowing down, and all of a sudden it's there, and I can't believe it.
Doesn't it feel wonderful too? We've been told you're just going to deteriorate as you get older is just so untrue. I now feel better in so many ways than I did even in my 20s and 30s.
Yep. And for the people that said they were going to stop listening because you were getting on this, I mean, you know what? You can trim your business and make your business as good as it is, but if you're not taking care of yourself, that can be gone tomorrow. So you're doing the right thing.
Well, thank you.
There's a lot of guys out here that appreciate it.
Thank you. And sometimes you just know it's the right thing. When I wake up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning and the first thing I want to do is read a book about cholesterol, I must be on the right track.
Yep. And the hunger pains, hunger pains are gone too, which I guess what was a addiction to the carbohydrates, and so now
it is an addiction to the carbohydrates, but really what it is what I was just explaining. Our body is designed, cholesterol and blood sugar, both, but blood sugar especially, absolutely essential to life. If our blood sugar drops too low, we die. I mean, and it's instant. So we are hardwired, when there is a drop in blood sugar, to eat, and to eat carbohydrate-rich foods. It's your brain telling you, hey, your blood sugar is heading straight down, and we don't know if it's going to stop. You've got to eat, and you've got to eat carbohydrates. But what happens is you eat carbohydrates, so your blood sugar shoots back up, and it's got to come back down again. And that's the cycle that virtually all of us were on. It's why we were hungry all the time, because of the drop in blood sugar, and the more carbohydrates you eat, the faster it goes up, the faster it comes down. Then the myth of, well, if you eat complex carbohydrates, that won't happen. But that's false. It does happen. It just takes longer. Instead of peaking at 2 hours, it peaks at about 4. But after it's done peaking, it shoots back down again, and you're right back to the same cravings. And it's just a never-ending cycle until you finally stop the carbohydrate intake.
Yeah. I heard you say on a show that you were like between 60 and 70 or 50 and 70?
You know,
on your carb intake?
I'm a walking experiment right now. I go back and like the last 2 weeks, I probably never went over 30. And there were some days in there that I made sure that I stayed under 10 just to see what happened. And it's crazy. I could measure things immediately. Hunger control, I could go 24 hours without eating. It was there were no cravings of any kind, not even for fatty food. I mean, I just wasn't hungry, period. I felt good. I just had no real appetite at all. In the beginning, I got a little bit of a headache, and all I would have to do is eat, you know, 5 or 6 grams of carbs, and the headache would go away. So, no, it was a carb-induced headache. But then after a couple days, those went away. I didn't like eating like that because I missed the vegetables. And I was almost craving the vegetables. So I know that probably wasn't a good place for me to be, but I wanted to see what it was doing, and it was giving me weird blood sugar readings in the morning, like 110, 115, which is crazy high for me. But then when I would eat, they would literally drop into the 80s, totally backwards from, but that's a very healthy response. So
right.
I know that's a good way to be. And I'm finding that I can stay between about 50 and 60. And even at that level, I'll stay in mild ketosis. I'm still making ketones, and I feel good. Now, I just did kind of an experiment right now, and I'll know the results here in 28 minutes. I I got to tell you this recipe, by the way. I developed this in a dream this morning. So I've been thinking about a way to get more liver in my diet. Because I buy this grass-fed liver, and I'm not a huge fan of liver. I can eat it if I have to, but it's not one of my favorite foods. I usually end up feeding it to the dog because he loves it, and I know he's healthy now. But I kept thinking, how can I get more liver into my diet? This morning, I woke up with this crazy idea to make my own burgers, and they are one-third grass-fed beef, one-third grass-fed liver, and one-third uncured bacon. And it's a pastured pork bacon. And I just grind it all up together in a food processor. And it was amazing. So I ate that on a salad. But I threw in quite a few carbs. A lot of mushrooms, a lot of onions, about a half an avocado. So I was already really kind of over my limit on carbs for the whole day, or close to it. And I thought, you know what? I just want to see how my blood sugar is responding to a high-carb meal. So when I got done, I ate like a half a pint of coconut milk ice cream. So I just consumed about 60 grams of carbs in one meal, which is more than in a day, a month. And I'm gonna see what it does to my blood sugar here in 28 minutes.
Awesome. Awesome.
I want to hear a picture of it, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll also see what it does to my ketones today.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you adaptive now, or are you still going in and out?
Not sure if anybody really understands this. I am fully keto adapted. I mean, I am producing ketones constantly. It's lower in the morning, no question. But I can range anywhere from, and just to give you an idea, they say that 0.5 to 3.0 is kind of the best range. Anything above 3, probably not getting any benefits. Anything under 0.5, you're not fully ketogenic. My pattern seems to be about 0.4 when I first wake up really early. So I'm slightly out of the range. By the end of the day, I'm at 2.1. So I seem to have a really wide swing, more than most people that I've, you know, followed and asked about this. But I'm fully ketogenic. I can feel it. We'll see what happens today. But even in the past when I've played around with, you know, some high carbs or alcohol or some other things to see what it does, you know, I might get out of it for a couple hours, but I can't feel that. I mean, if I wasn't measuring it, I wouldn't notice any difference. And then the next day,
right.
I'm right back to producing a lot of ketones again.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Fascinating stuff.
Real quick, and I'll get out of there and let somebody else in there. When you talked about the lipids getting fluffy, how can you tell that? I mean, what test, or is there a test?
I think there is a test, and I'm going to have to go back through my reading because I know I came across that somewhere, and everybody talks about the big and fluffy, but I know somewhere I read. I don't think it's one of the standard tests, but I think it can clearly be done, and
okay. They
show you know, the whole cholesterol thing, even though we've been so focused on it for 40 years, it's amazing how little doctors know.
I don't think they have all the answers to it yet, because I agree with you that it's not the the cholesterol that's there's other factors that they're not even
right. And part of the problem is statin drugs are some of the most profitable drugs on the planet.
Right. Right. Right.
So yeah. I think, you know, work with your doctor, or, you know, a second opinion never hurts. Now, we posted a link up on the Destination Health Facebook page just a little bit ago. A link so you can find a ketogenic doctor you can look them up by states.
Oh, great. Okay. I'll do that. I'll look that up. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you know, well, even if you like your doctor, you're going to stay with them. Get a second opinion.
Okay. I will do that.
Excellent.
Great.
All right.
Hey, Kevin,
I
looked it up. There's a... Hey, you guys, there's a test that says, is your cholesterol fluffy or sticky? It's a vertical auto profile test. VAP.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's cool. Okay. Thanks, Gene.
Okay.
And, hey, congratulations.
Thank
for
you.
Looking to control everything, you know, instead of just taking more medicine, looking to see what you can do, control
right.
what you eat. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'd like to be off of it totally soon, so I'm...
Yeah.
But I'll let you all know how it goes.
Right.
I got another few weeks before I take it again or take the test again.
Okay.
So we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good
all.
For you, Gene. Thank you. Thanks, Gene. Hey, Kevin, do you have a minute to stay on the line for one more call?
I do.
Good, because I want to introduce you to this gentleman. He is awesome. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
That is good. Well, hey, I had Kevin on. Kevin came on to help out with a cholesterol question, and I just wanted you to meet him and him to meet you, because Kevin, Scott had heard you talk about, you know, how we're eating now and then about the show, and he came on and he reached out to us and has just been so great to just – has just been so committed to this and came on last week to share what benefits it's done for him. So, Scott, I want to share a little bit with Kevin about, you know, a little bit about you and how you're doing now, what you've gone through the last 3 weeks?
Yes. I listen to Let's Truck all the time, Kevin. I never call in because I'm an owner-operator, but I really don't ever have any questions, and I'm not really much for talking on the phone. But when I heard about the Destination Health, I had to get involved because I definitely have an issue with my weight, 520 pounds. And it was to the point where I was at the basically the end of my rope.
Right.
And I tried every diet there was. And finally, I took your advice and I came over. And Kim has been really helping me out. And I'll tell you what, since I've been listening to her and you introduced me to her, which is a great thing. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been awesome. My life has totally changed and turned around. I mean, I owe it all to you guys, really.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you for that, by the way. But you made the change. You took
mm-hmm.
the seek out the advice. You listened to the advice. You tried things. So, you know, so congratulations, really. It's a lot of people listen and do nothing else. They just listen.
Mm-hmm.
So you took the time to try things. And The more research I do, the more I find that any diet that restricts calories enough will cause you to lose weight. And we've kind of always known that. The problem with most of them is the hunger will just about kill you. And we've always been told, well, then you're just weak. But you're not. Hunger is one of the strongest biological forces we have, because without hunger, you would die. So it is incredibly powerful, and our typical American diet kind of hijacks our hunger signals, and it's not a matter of self-control or willpower or whether you're weak or not. It is truly your brain saying, you better eat, and you better eat carbohydrates or you're going to die. So once we understand that, that's the biggest reason I believe the ketogenic diets work better than the others. If you could literally stay on the other diets, the low fat, all that stuff, you would still lose weight. Most people, though, make themselves crazy. And then they feel bad and they feel like, well, I didn't have enough willpower. The beauty of the ketogenic diet, and the longer you're on it, the better this gets, is the appetite control. I mean, I know I was saying that 2 months ago, but now 2 months later, it's even stronger. I mean, it's hard to describe that I know when I need to eat and it's when I need calories, but if it's not convenient to eat right then, I don't have to, and I don't feel bad. In fact, if I get busy, I forget about it, and then I have to stop and think, when was the last time I ate and how much did I eat? But again, once you understand the physiology, our body only holds enough glucose to maybe get you through about 24 hours. And that's a stretch. I mean, that's your liver dumping out glucose, your muscles trying to give up glucose, which they really can't. That might get you through 24 hours. After that point, you will become ketogenic by default because there's no glucose left and your body has to have it. So your body will switch to burning fat where it can, for muscles and other things, but then it's also got to take any protein available and convert it to glucose for your brain. So we will become ketogenic by default if you don't eat. You can't run on glucose for very long. You can run on fat. Even lean people with like 12 or 13% body fat could survive for 30 days on their body fat. Physiologically, once you understand that, it starts to make so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, tell us
how you're doing now.
My energy level at first was terrible.
Right.
But now it's coming back. You know, it's slowly coming back. And I mean, just like 2 days ago, I was having an episode where I got out of the truck and I went to walk to get my bills. Well, it was a pretty good walk, you know, for me being the weight that I am.
Right.
And I noticed during the walk, my shoulders were just, and my back was absolutely killing me. But I think what it's doing is because I'm losing the weight, my back has to readjust.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what I mean? And I think that's what it is. And I'll tell you what, I don't give up. I just keep going. You know what I mean? I'm not going to overstrain myself, but I keep going. I just take a little break and then keep going. But it has been working really, really well for me.
Excellent.
And I'm really glad that I took this change in my life, and thank you that you guys introduced me to this whole thing. I mean, because I didn't really realize that this even existed, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got done spending $200 and some on a weight loss thing where they sent me a bunch of books and I have no clue. I'm not much of a reader. Sorry. I don't even think I've read a book in my life, but
most,
you know,
really,
but when you describe things and you explain things, it's so much better because I can understand it. Where if you just read it out of a book, for me, I don't understand any of it. You know what I mean? So
no,
this whole program has really, really helped me.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And you know, the thing about this is you know, that it's what I do. It's my strength. I love to read. I love taking something complicated and try to make it simple so that I can understand it. And then, you know, sharing it with other people. And, you know, I've studied fuel economy, all this stuff I always talk about, which, you know, can sometimes get a little complicated. But when I started on the health thing, my God, the more I read, the more confused I got. And I almost gave up. I thought, this is crazy. How, you know, you can take 10 doctors who all graduated from Harvard, none of them agree on anything. So, and they all have tests to prove things and research to prove things. And at some point you look around and you go, who the hell is right? But
yeah.
The more I read, I finally just kept saying, I'm just going to keep reading. I'm going to keep reading everything I can get my hands on. It's something's going to have to make sense after a while. And it finally did. And it was so counter to what we've been told all these years. Yet there was so many things about it that made sense. And I finally thought, okay, this may not be perfect, but this makes so much more sense. This is how we lived for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. We didn't have these diseases back then. People didn't become overweight back then. And people are becoming overweight in record numbers. Everybody can't be weak. That's not mm-hmm. what this is, even though they want to keep telling you that. So,
yeah.
You know, when it all comes together after reading, God, you know, I'm shooting for 100 books and I'm at around 40 now and, you know, 30 or 40,000 pages of research material, it's becoming pretty consistent that there are a lot of doctors and researchers that know this stuff. And much of it is not new. But our whole medical system and food system has been hijacked.
Well, I just thank the good Lord that you like to read as much as you do, and then you share that with other people, and that's you know, for me, that's awesome. I'll listen to you all day long, you know. But another thing I was going to tell you about is when I was on eating nothing but carbs and stuff, I did notice this too, where I would get really depressed.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I mean, just majorly depressed. I mean, you know, I'm 6'2". I'm a big guy, and, you know, you don't see big guys crying. But you know what? I mean, that was just part. It was just made me depressed.
Right.
And then I would go eat, and I would feel good. And then the very next day, I would just be in the dumps again. So ever since I started this new way of life, I have not been depressed at all in 2 weeks.
You know, I get
right.
goosebumps mm-hmm. when I hear stories like this. I really do. Because it is so powerful and so amazing that so many people have suffered for so long and not even know why. I mean, who would have ever connected the depression with carbs or your diet or any of this stuff? I mean, we've been told that it's a chemical imbalance in your brain and we'll just have to give you some other drug to fix that. Which they never seem to fix it. They kind of dull your emotions sometimes. But there are so many documented cases of the anxiety and depression literally disappearing in a week or two from people who have struggled with it for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. Totally amazing. I mean... I don't know how to describe it. It's like a new life. You know what I mean? And I'm going to keep going. Trust me. I know I'm going to have a plateau, but you know, I'm going to be strict about it and I'm going to keep going. And I guarantee you, one of these days I'm going to be able to, the whole thing that got me into, listening to your show is because I did the wrong thing. Of course, I went and leased a truck, but I'm actually doing pretty good.
Good.
I'm using it to put money aside so I can buy my own truck, and that's basically what I'm doing right now. But you know, when I got into it, I was so far out of condition I couldn't even pass the utility test to become a company driver. I was forced into a lease.
Wow.
Because they said, oh, you don't have to do the utility test if you lease.
Well,
and I said, really? And that's the only way I could keep myself. That's the only way I could keep myself working and paying my bills, because I love what I do, driving truck. I love it. I've been doing it for years, and you know, and I was actually forced into it because of my weight.
Well, let me
now that I
because I I get that because they didn't want the workers' comp liability. That's their issue.
Exactly.
Workers' comp, health insurance. But I will have to say, I have to thank you now because you just gave me a reason to love this lease. I don't even care about the numbers. You said something that is critically important. Yeah. It kept you working. It kept you driving a truck, which you love to do. And that's amazing. I mean, I never even thought about that angle because I had never heard it before.
Yeah, trust me. I had a Todd Bills from Overdrive Magazine. Him and I are good friends on Facebook, and we chat now and then. And I was telling Todd about it. He wants me to come to Nashville and have a sit down with him. And I just haven't been able to get there yet. But I believe everybody has a path, and I believe that path was directed in the right direction. And this is where I'm at today. So, my life is so much better. So,
well, you've got a lot of exciting things going on in your life. So, congratulations.
I do, and I'm sending Kim pictures so you can look and watch the weight fall off.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so,
good, but you know what? The deal is, you got to get that Pittsburgh shirt off.
Oh.
No Pittsburgh shirt from this Cleveland girl.
All right. Well, listen, I do have a Florida shirt, you know.
Okay. Well, hey, Kevin, I want to add this. This is just the generosity of this community. Right before the show started, Jeff Grasso, who was our guest today, he was looking for somebody to work with. And I told him about Scott, and Scott is willing, and this is what I think, Scott, he's just willing to listen and learn and, you know, do the hard work, as we say. So Jeff, actually, after the show, I'm going to send Scott Jeff's information, and they are going to hook up on the exercise side.
Excellent.
To work together. So it's just, talk about goosebumps. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. I just love the fact that it just expands and grows, and there's stuff like that going on that we don't even know about or hear about, but it's...
Right.
It's just amazing. You know, there's one more thing I want to say, because in a lot of the recent reading I've been doing, and it was comparing all of the different diets and trying to figure out which one is more effective. And that's where I got, you know, a lot of the information that any diet that restricts calories enough can work. They believe the ketogenic diets just restrict calories just because you don't eat as much, because you don't have that hunger. There are some other things going on, but that's part of it. But the one thing that shocked me, and I'm having a hard time figuring this out. I know ketogenic diets have not been popular, but low carb diets have. I mean, for quite a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
said the biggest problem they have trying to do long term studies on low carb diets is that nobody sticks with them. Now, that's pretty common of most diets. I mean, that is their biggest problem in all diet research. What I'm having a hard time understanding is I've tried all the other diets before. I mean, I've never had a huge weight problem, but I've been on, you know, I tried Atkins, I tried Zone, I tried South Beach, I tried Fit for Life. To me, the biggest problem I always had was I was hungry all the time. If I restricted my calories enough, to lose the weight that I wanted to lose, I was hungry and thought about food all day long. And I thought, this is insane. I'd rather be 30 pounds overweight, because that's usually where I'd end up, about 30 pounds. I'd rather be 30 pounds overweight than make myself crazy like this. So on this diet, I thought, God, this is so easy. I mean, not easy in the lifestyle. It takes some work, but easy in the fact that I am not hungry. And I love that. And I think I see all the benefits, my energy, I'm sleeping right. I didn't have depression, but I went from what I thought was normal to, like, I'm euphoric most of the time. I see the mental improvement. My thinking is clear. And I see all these benefits, and I think, and it almost makes me worry a little bit. What is it that causes people to give this up?
I have a personal opinion with that. I just think we are such a society of that, you know, like there's that end diet, you know, like we're on a diet all the time instead of looking at it as being lifestyle. Because I was like you, on diets all the time. And this is a lifestyle. It's probably one of the best maintainable good for you lifestyles. And I just don't think we think that way anymore. We want something to be done and have an end to it. And the end is better and better.
I think Kevin hit it right on the nose, though. You know, I find myself the same way. I got to remind myself to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and before, I mean, when I was had carb intake, I was hungry, you know, give it an hour. I'm ready to eat again, you know, and now I got to remind myself to actually eat.
Yeah, which, you know, when you think about it, that has to be a more normal state. I mean, if we had to go out and live in the wild and you had to live with those kinds of food cravings, I think you'd commit suicide. I mean, because now the problem is we could just walk to the refrigerator, the store, the fast food restaurant. It is everywhere. And we're hungry all the time, so we just keep eating it.
Mm-hmm.
But in a natural state where you had to go hunt and gather and food was scarce, you couldn't have survived like that. So I think that's why the ketogenic diet really is a natural state for us to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's exciting.
It's definitely a life changer, that's for sure. And I am so glad. I mean, your whole demeanor, just every day when you get up, you're like, oh, it's a great day today. Before, when I get up, I just was so depressed. I didn't know what I was going to cry or what, you know what I mean? So now it's just like I can't wait, you know, to start my next day, you know, so. I don't know how to describe it to you. I wish I could, but all I can say is thank you.
No, you're welcome, Scott. I say the same thing all the time. I wish I could describe this feeling, but I can't. You have to experience it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for both you guys chatting there. And Kevin, thanks for being on to help out here. I love this community and all you're doing.
Let me throw one more thing in here, because I know a lot of people have been sending me questions about the ketone breath meter. And now that I'm correlating it with the blood meter, I'm learning some things. And again, I went to dig for this information, and there's not much out there because the breath meter is so new. What I found is that there are three totally different chemicals going on in your body. When we talk about ketones, that's a very general term. There are, and I won't go into the chemical names, but it's the beta-hydroxybutyrate, the acetone, I said I wasn't going to go into the names, and I just did. There's three totally different chemicals that will show up when you are ketogenic. And one of them comes out in urine, that's why urine test strips can work. One of them comes out in your breath. That's why the breathalyzer can work. And one of them shows up in your blood. That's why the blood meter works. But you're measuring three different things. And what I'm finding is that the blood is clearly the most accurate. What I'm finding with the breath meter, what they told, and I haven't tried the urine strips, but I've read enough to know they've been around a long time, that once your body starts using the ketones, once you're adapted, they won't show up in your urine anymore. So that's not a good long-term test. What I'm finding on the breath meter is that if I work out hard, I must be depleting whatever chemical it is that comes out in the breath. Because if I'm not working out, my breath meter will match my blood reading step for step. But on days that I work out, they separate completely. If I work out hard, my breath ketones go way down and my blood ketones go up. So that's a place, that if you're going to use the breath meter, you've got to understand if you work out hard, I don't believe you're getting an accurate reading.
Kev, what would you recommend? Would you recommend the blood meter as for like a guy like me for being as big as I am?
Yeah, because you should be watching your blood sugar, you know, on a regular basis. And the meter that does both is only like $40. I mean, you can buy the meter.
Yeah.
And the blood glucose strips aren't that expensive. It's the blood ketone strips that are expensive. Now, I got to do a little more digging, but somebody told me about a place that sells the blood ketone strips for $1 a piece as long as you buy 1,200 of them. So I'll never use 1200, but I think we could probably do something on the website or in our store where people who are interested will split them up and sell them or something. And, you
yeah,
know,
that'd be awesome.
Low. Yeah. So we may, yeah. I may work on that.
Yeah.
Kev, thank
That's
you very
awesome.
Much.
Yeah.
I am so glad I got to talk to you.
Well, great talking to you and congratulations and stay in touch with us. Let us know how this journey's going.
Thank you. I will. I will.
Thanks,
thank you,
Scott.
Kim.
I'll get
to run.
Information to you. Yeah, same here,
all right,
guys. Thanks, Kevin, so much. Okay, we are going to wrap up. I want to pop in here real quick and say, Jeff, thank you. Thanks for hanging in here, too. And you got to hear a little bit of Scott's story. And so I'm going to be sending Scott your information that you so kindly, you know, we're looking for somebody. And Scott is just, he's just, I knew he would be, too, just willing to do the hard work and, you know, see where the path might take as far as more exercise then too. So thanks so much, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. It's always fun.
Good, good, good. Well, you be safe. You have a great weekend, and we will talk soon, okay? First about the newsletter and video.
You betcha.
Okay, bye now. Okay, you guys, well, thanks. Thanks for you. This was an exciting show. So I hope, you know, find a way again to get more exercise into your day, little bits at a time, and build. Start where you are. Promise yourself you're going to find a way. You would not break a promise to someone else. Keep this promise to yourself, okay? Be determined. I love the one which says, you know, don't find yourself just sitting or standing. Trick yourself. Say, okay, I don't feel like I'm just going to walk for 15 minutes and just get started. Or I'm just going to try this certain exercise. Some of the things Jeff said, tiptoeing around the truck, doing some lunges during your circle check. I will warn you, lunges have the best sore muscles afterwards then that just remind you that you're doing something good for your body. So I found a new website today. I'll put it on the Facebook page. The guy is Dr. Johnny Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N, and he's wrote a number of books. He's best known for Living Low Carb, and he's got some videos out there. They're like five-minute videos, too. They're just cool. But he said this quote that just stuck with me. He said, you've got to do the work. You've got to figure out what works for you. You gotta, and he actually said gotta, so that's why I did that. You gotta honor your individual differences and realize one size will never fit everyone, never fit all, nor should it. So what he's saying is just, you know, see what works for you. Go get excited and fascinated with learning more about health and fitness, and just some exciting things. Twitter, Let's Truck Health. Our destination, again, on our Facebook page, stick with us. We've got two of them going right now, and we're trying to figure out which one's the best. We have a page and a group, so I don't care. Find one of them and get hooked up with us. Heart Smart Highway Facebook page, Road Tested Living Facebook page, Truck and Runners, and Ride World Cycling. I will promote these Facebook pages till the end of time because they are just great communities. And based on the caller last week who brought up about looking for recipes on Pinterest, I have started a Destination Health Pinterest page out there. So find any recipes and exercise stuff, I'm putting them out there on that Pinterest. So go online or on your app and find that, okay? So you guys, you are awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I hope you know how much you matter to us. So until next week, keep learning, keep moving. Be committed to you and be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey. As we say, be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, and master this journey to health. Have a great, safe weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Bye for now.